that's the word.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
And if something does, in fact, happen at the compressor station, my understanding is that the flow cannot be shut off at the compressor station.
Right.
It has to be shut off somewhere else.
Right.
So, how long is that going to take?
Yeah. And I mean, that's... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, you were going to say.
What you mentioned about that they put the pipe in the ground, they cover it over and move on. They're not, from what I have seen online, people have taken pictures. They're not restoring the ground to what it was before they went through there,
right.
Which they're supposed to be doing,
right.
I think.
Right.
And they're just, you know, putting dirt on it and leaving it.
Yeah, and I do you guys know John Strong?
Yes, I've met him a couple times.
Okay, so he made an interesting point that I hadn't thought about, which is this is still your property, so you still pay property tax on this. Depending on how big the right-of-way is and depending on the size of your parcel, it could be 25% of your acreage.
Yeah.
You're paying property tax on something that's essentially not yours anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was struck that that's just...
And you can't use it.
Right.
You can't use it.
It's out of play.
Right.
Yeah.
At the intersection to the south, after you go through that intersection and on down,
mm-hmm.
On the left-hand side, there have been several houses, 5-acre parcels,
mm-hmm.
Sold. They're currently putting pipe through one of the parcels that has not been sold yet. There's still a for sale sign.
Oh, come on.
There's still a for sale sign on this.
Right.
Who's going to buy...
Right.
How are you going to put a house there?
Right.
It goes right through it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm still struck by the sales tax increase. That strikes me. That's really interesting. I mean, that's a cost, you know, that's a cost. There's a lot of these kind of hidden costs.
Yeah.
It seems to me that, you know, it's like the feds, the locals, they don't want to look at those. They're just looking at the headline benefit. It's like there's going to be job. First off, as you said, you punched a hole in the job thing. But the tax revenue, what if that only compensates for the decline in the real estate value? Then you're net neutral. You didn't gain any revenue.
Right.
And then if you call this the increase in the sales tax, all of a sudden maybe you're out more than you were before the thing came in. It strikes me as just it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, so where, you know, this thing's now going through.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what are you all thinking now? What do you think back to? Like John was talking about, I wish I'd known then what I knew now, because I would have fought the little fights harder. Is there anything you wish you know now that you wish you had known then, as far as this thing is concerned? As far as strategy or tactics or whatever?
Strategy or tactics. I think I would have helped Kathy get and the rest of the sustainable group get more publicity to make sure that facts are out.
Right.
So people are aware.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that have blown this off. It's pipelines. I've got gas pipeline on my property already. Well, they don't understand the size. One of the things, as you are probably aware, that's going on now is the air monitoring to get a baseline and get some facts. You know,
right.
Here's what's going on right now. We've got our baseline, and then, you know, they're going to be doing some monitoring during construction, and then after the...
And who's doing that? Who's paying for that?
Volunteers.
See, that's no good.
Yeah, volunteers. Yeah. I mean, the only way that we can get the money together, and we're having to do this because the EPA is letting Enbridge self-report.
Right.
Now, okay, and I've heard several times from the electeds, the township trustees here, and also the county commissioners of, well, this company from Akron is going to come in and they're going to test. Well, they're not testing for the types of particulates and VOCs
right.
that are going to be prevalent in the atmosphere.
Right.
They're not gathering the right data.
Right.
And you would think that regardless of your politics, that if they want to prove Kathy sustainable and the rest of us, if they want to prove us wrong, it's fine, it's safe and all that, wouldn't you want to have the testing done?
Right.
Yeah, well, you went to the one meeting at the trustees, and they just kind of blew it off.
Yeah, they didn't want they didn't even want to reach in their pockets and personally give. They just kept saying, well, we can't give. You know, we don't have any extra money. And the commissioners, the county commissioners said, well, we can't donate to a nonprofit, which is ridiculous. They donate to the aforementioned SPCA,
right.
You know, all the time, and that's a nonprofit. And these people live in the county.
Mm-hmm. They live in the township.